The following shiur has been presented by Rav Simcha Bunim Landinsky, Rosh Chabura Beis Medrash Gavoya, and Mechaber Sefer Sukkos Chaim on Sukkah, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Sukkah, that from Gimel Amud Aleph, brings down the halacha that you are not allowed to shake lulav on Shabbos, because Shema Yavirenu Abba Amos B'Shus HaRabim. The Chachamim were geyser that a person that's going to shake his lulav on Shabbos, he might go ahead and carry it either to learn how to shake the lulav or to learn how to make the bracha, as Rashi explains on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis. Therefore, the Chachamim went ahead and asked shaking the lulav on Shabbos. The question is, now that the Chachamim asked shaking lulav, if someone shook the lulav on Shabbos, is there a key in mitzvah? Or the Chachamim will mafkia the mitzvah min atayra? That means that really, min atayra, there was no problem with shaking the lulav on Shabbos. It's just that the Chachamim said, we're worried that you might carry it on Shabbos. Therefore, they said, iser to mitzvah min atayra. Or they went ahead and took away the mitzvah min atayra. The nafkamina is, if a person did shake it on Shabbos, is he mekayim the mitzvah or not? Which means, he made, let's say Shabbos was the first day of Yontif, and he made a Birchas Shechiyonu. Does he get the key in mitzvah, and the Birchas Shechiyonu was chal, and he does not have to go ahead and make the next day, Sunday, a Birchas Shechiyonu, even though Gans Klal Yisrael is making the Birchas Shechiyonu on Sunday because they didn't shake on Shabbos, but this person that shook on Shabbos got the key in mitzvah, and since you only make a Shechiyonu one time on Yontif, he made already a Shechiyonu, and when it comes Sunday, he does not have to make a Shechiyonu. Or, the person has to make a Shechiyonu because the Chachamim will mafkia the mitzvah in Gansen. There's no mitzvah at all when he's shaking this lulav. And when he made a Shechiyonu, he made a Shechiyonu b'chdi on nothing. It was like you're making a Shechiyonu without holding a lulav at all. So the truth is, there's a machlekes hapaiska. Now, I'll be past this. This is Tali and a Machlekes Rishonim that we saw on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah before on Daf Chaches Amud Aleph says, Halacha, Misha Yereshe Virubai Besukkah Veshulchanei Besech Habayis. Someone whose most of his body was in the Sukkah, but his Shulchan was in the Bayis. Beishamai Paisinu Besil Machshir. Machlekes Beishamai Besil, if it's Pasul or Kasher. Amr lahem, Beshame Misham Raya, Af Heim Amr lahem Kena, Yisinoig, Lekiyam Tamitza Sukkah Miyamecha. Beshame, I said, told Basil, that if you do this, you are not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah at all. Even though your body is totally in the Sukkah, but since we are Geyser, that you're going to go Batsa Shulchane, and your Shulchan is in your bayas, the table's in the house, therefore, Beshame said, Allah, Lekiyam Tamitza Sukkah Miyamecha. Taisvis, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, explains, the Chacham had such kayach, the ability to tell you that even midai raisa, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Even though meikra adin midai raisa, there should be a mitzvah because you are sitting in the sukkah. But since the Chacham were geizer, that you might go ahead and go basa shulchana, you might go ahead and go after your table, therefore they said that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So Taizis learns that when the Chacham have a kayach to go ahead and be mafkia the whole mitzvah. Masha'in came, the Ritva and the Ram, they say that the Lashon HaMishnah that said, Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha is lav dafka, because it's a sukkah gdolah and it's kosher to sit in there. Just the Rabbanon said, the Rabbanon with Geizer, and Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah karo'u karotzer Chacham. They put it in some words, they say that it means that you weren't mekayim the mitzvah karo karatzen chacham, but that's for sure that the mitzvah midai raisa you were yaitza midrabanon you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. So kumtais by our case, what we were discussing, when someone takes a lulav on Shabbos and the chachamim were geizer that shemi yavirenu dalad amos was just yavim, like taisis that says that the chachamim have a kayach to be mafkia the mitzvah midai raisa, so too over here. The Chachamim have a kayach that they're worried about the gzeira of carrying So they have the koyach to tell you that you're not going to get the kiyum mitzvah. But later, Dvaran, the Ram that learned that the Chacham never have a koyach to take away the mitzvah d'oraisa, once you're mekayim, the mitzvah d'oraisa, you got the mitzvah, and the whole thing is only that mid'rabbanon you didn't get the din karo. So too over here, mid'rabbanon you're not getting the din karo. Now, that's Machoyah, this is Machlekes Rishai. There is Machlekes Achreinim in the same topic. The Achreinim, the Jewish Mechidosh of Kibayega says, the Maracha Ches, says, Gam Godel Shatekea B'Shabbos Kayim Mitzvah Shoifet Ezmanoi Gam B'Shabbos Ela the Oval Shus the Shabbos. He says that when someone blows a shayfa on Shabbos, the same way you're not allowed to shake a lulav on Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow a shayfa on Shabbos, because Gzeir, Shem, Yavirena, Dal, Ramas, Vashus, or Abim. And still, Rav Kivayega says that Avadi, you get the Kiyum Mitzvah. He was over on the Shavus of Shabbos, on the Rabbonim. But the Kiyum Mitzvah he gets. So too over here, Negei Ayahu Shaila, if he can make a Bichash Achiyonu, if he was Mekayim the Bracha, he surely was. He was Mekayim the Bracha of Bichash Achiyonu, and now comes Sunday, he does not make a Bracha Achiyonu. You could say even more than that. That even if you want to say he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah Min HaTorah, you don't need to go ahead and make another Bichash Achiyonu on Sunday. Because Me'ikar Adin, like we'll see later on in the Gemara, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, you could make a Bichash Achiyonu by the Asiyas Halulav. Which is machlekes Yishayin, and what that means, either it means b'shas you're cutting the lulav off the tree, or b'shas the agad, you're tying the lulav together with adasam and aravis, or the tying the lulav itself. So you see that the bichash achiyonu doesn't have to be dafka b'shas the kiyum mitzvah. It can be b'shas the asi also. So over here, when you're making the bracha on Shabbos, it's like gaya from the asi. You are going and shaking the lulav, which is somewhat doing something to the lulav, therefore it should be like Goya from that alone, that b'shas da'asiyah you can make a bracha shechiyonu, and when you make a bracha on the shechiyonu on da'asiyah, even though it was erev yantif, it was before yantif, still you don't have to go ahead then and make another bracha on yantif, because the bracha of shechiyonu could either be b'shas da'asiyah or it could be b'shas the first time you're getting the kiyum mitzvah. The Debretzina in his Truva Sefer Be'er Moshe Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf and Simen Kuf Aleph, he's Ma'arech on the Shaila, and he ends off Im Shogag Va'osa HaMitzvah Harei Kayim HaMitzvah Midai Reisa Ve'ein Tzorch Levorach Vichash Achiyonu. He's Mechalek like this: if you did a B'Shogig, then you don't have to go ahead, you don't have to make another bracha on Sunday. But Avol and Hazed Lefarech Lekayim Mitzvah Filim Adaraisa V'Yavarech Bichash Achiyonu B'Yayim Beis. If a person was b'mezed and he made a bracha, then he does not have to go ahead and make another bracha. Then he has to make another bracha on Sunday. Since he did it b'mezed, he didn't get the Kiyum Mitzvah B'chlal. But most Paiskim go that there's no chilek b'shayig and b'mezed, and you go ahead, and if you made a bracha on Shabbos, you don't have to make another bracha on Sunday. Since you got the Kiyum Mitzvah Midaraisa, you don't have to make another bracha on Sunday. Because even though, like we're saying, you did not get the mitzvah itself, Midarabanan, but since Midaraisa you got the mitzvah, that is enough that the Shechiyonu should be chal on that, and you do not have to make another bracha on Sunday.
The Torah in Simen Tafresh Samach brings from Shuya Gayan that you should not say Hashanah and Shabbos. Because since the Tinoikis that are going to hear that you're saying on Shabbos, just like on Chol, they'll go and carry the lulav on Shabbos. Therefore, we do not say Hashanah on Shabbos. Zok the Torah, the Torah argues on it, and it brings it from the Bala Itta and Hilchos Lulav Seder Arava, that since you are not makif b'Shabbos, you don't walk around the bima on Shabbos, so the children would know that there's a difference between Shabbos and the weekday. On the weekday, we walk around the bima. On Shabbos, we don't walk around the bima, so therefore they won't go ahead and think that it's the same din as on the weekday, and they won't carry the lulav on Shabbos. And that's how the Mechaber paskins that you should say Hashanas on Shabbos, and that's what the Bach says, Minik Shalon Eloim Hashanas B'Shabbos. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Sif Yud Beis, says, B'Shabbos Ein Makifin, Shegam B'Migdash Loi Hoyu Makifin. V'Lachein Ein Malin Sefer Torah Ala Bima Ala Paischanes Aron Kodesh Ad La'acha Amir Hashanas. He adds to this halacha, not only that we don't walk around the bima on Shabbos, because to make a difference between Shabbos and Chol, more than that, you don't even take the Sefer Torah on the bima. You just open the Aron Kodesh on Shabbos without taking out the Sefer Torah. Normally, in the weekday, you take out the Sefer Torah and go around the bima together by holding the Sefer Torah on the bima. In Shabbos, you don't take the Sefer Torah out at all. But the Chidah writes that Bizmaneinu ain oimim seder Hashanas b'Shabbos. And so too, the Sefer Zeh HaShulchan says that that's what it seems like in the Goyen, the Gra, that says the Lididon, the Naktinon, the Mish, ain Leluv, ain Lahakif, and since you don't have a Lulav, you do not say Hashanas at all. The Tzemach Tzedek says a very interesting thing. In the Piskei Din of Siman Tofresh Samach, he says that on Shabbos you don't say Hashanas, but on Sunday you'll say the Hashanas of 2 days, of Shabbos and on Sunday, because you need every day you need to walk around the bima and say Hashanas, and since you didn't do that on Shabbos, we would have to make up for it on Sunday. Lamaisa, the Olam is not noig like that, and the Olam says Hashanas on Shabbos without going around the bima. The Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Tofresh Samach Siv Gimel says that the Minik Ashkenaz is to say it, and the Minik Svad is not to say it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.